I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Certainly a very serious situation that has actually forced FEMA workers, out of an abundance of caution, to work out of secure locations instead of going door to door to those deeply impacted areas of Western North Carolina to get people the help that they need. This was first reported on by the Washington Post, stating that National Guard troops witness armed militia making threats against FEMA workers. Now, of course, we don't know if that threat is credible. We have put out a call to FEMA to try to get more information about that, but we've had two communities that have been impacted by these threats. That's Ashe and Rutherford counties, with the sheriff of Ashe County saying this. He urged residents to, quote, stay calm and steady during our recovery to help folks, and please don't stir the pot. And of course, Kate, this comes amid a backdrop of misinformation that has been circulating about the federal response to Milton and Helene. This has deeply upset many local officials that I've spoken with, not just in North Carolina, but Florida too, because this is taking up the resources that could be used toward recovery. And instead, they're online on social media telling people, hey, this is false information. Don't believe this. So this is taking up a lot of their time. Also forcing FEMA to actually open up a section of their website called the Hurricane Rumor Response section to, again, try to bat down all of this misinformation.
So FEMA has enough time and talent and energy and money to spend time on their website putting up, I don't believe this. This is all false. We even opened a rumor section where you can check, see if it's a rumor, fact, or fiction. They didn't have enough time or money or people in place to go down and actually help people. And this story, I have some real questions about this. They're in rural areas of North Carolina. Okay, you want to have some fun here for a moment? Let's say they saw armed men. They suddenly want to say militia. But up in that part of the country, most everyone carries a rifle, a pistol, for bears, snakes, and so forth. Or maybe guard of moonshine still. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. But the other thing is, they know they've had looters come into the area. They know that. So they don't know if these are really FEMA people or not. But oh, my God. Oh, my God. National Guardsmen. Maybe a veteran National Guardsman, maybe a newbie just right out of high school. He sees a guy with a gun. A militia, militia, run. I don't know what the real fact is. I'll be honest with you. I don't. But I can see where everything I said just stated then can come into play. I don't see any armed militia keeping anyone from delivering food and supplies and water and things that people need. But on that one sighting, on one report, supposedly, and even the Washington Post said we couldn't confirm, but we got this one source. FEMA is suddenly backing everything out for a while. You're talking about incompetence. Aside from being cowardly. Apparently they do not know the people of North Carolina, Georgia, and other places where it is common. If you're in the woods, you're probably going to be carrying a weapon of some type. Doesn't mean you're all formed together as a militia. See, they like the term militia because isn't it, you know where it's going, militia. It's back to January 6th. Oh, my God, they're trying to control the country. They're trying to start a civil war right here in North Carolina. Won't let us in with food and water for them. Well, there are probably quite a few in that area that have already taken steps to provide for themselves in case of a disaster. But this disaster, no one could plan for. It was massive mountains of mud, sliding homes thousands, if not a mile away or so, and people in it. But CNN and NN, oh, there may be militia operating in there. We better hold off. FEMA's doing that. All right, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, October 14, 2024. This is the second of 2 hours. If you missed the first one, where were you? Well, I know. You have other things to do. I understand that. And that is why at the end of each program, we put everything up on a podcast for you so you can listen and watch at your pleasure. To watch, well, as I state repeatedly, when we're on the air, we are streaming video so you can watch the program. Yes, you can watch. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. You'll be able to see the program. But then again, if you miss or any part you want to go back and replay or you want to share with someone else, you go to LarryConnorsUSA.com for the podcast, Larry Connors USA Facebook, News Talk STL podcast platform, or any other podcast platform you choose. We prefer you to use us, obviously. And then please place a like, and more importantly, share with someone else. You realize how close we are to the election at this point? Every day is important. Every day. You need to be more engaged than ever before. A lot of folks just now are beginning to realize, I need to start paying attention. All of it's kind of like a basketball game. I didn't get there for the beginning, but I'm there for the last minute and a half. I'll get everything in the last minute and a half. Sometimes the last 30 seconds. Sometimes the last 5 seconds. But you need to be engaged now. Don't wait until that very last point. In the meantime, Mayorkas was on one of the talk shows over the weekend again talking about what a great job he's doing and has been doing when it comes to protecting America. One of the issues that came up that he was having to deal with is, of course, dealing first of all with the disasters. So let's begin there as he's questioned about how Harris and Biden were slow to respond and claims that we're out of money, we don't have no more money.
The Speaker of the House says FEMA has plenty of resources. They've been slow to respond and that FEMA hasn't actually distributed the money. Can you clear that up?
Margaret, FEMA has the money to address the immediate needs of individuals impacted by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. But we need Congress to act swiftly to fund FEMA and specifically its disaster relief fund because hurricane season is not over. And also seasons are less and less important now given the effects of climate change and the increasing gravity and frequency of extreme weather events.
In other words, climate change is to blame. Climate change. Too much rain in one part of the area and more rain on top of that will cause problems. But you want to say it's climate change. And, of course, a second hurricane then crosses Florida. Climate change. Anytime there's a disaster of any type, if 20 cars pile up on the highway, it's got to be climate change. But he says, we don't have enough money to get to the end of the season, which is November. That is officially the end of hurricane season. But tornadoes can still occur at any time of the year, depending on conditions. Forest fires, blizzards. FEMA has this emergency money set aside for emergencies, but they've been sucking it out, putting it into migrant resettlement. In other words, illegals helping them get homes, housing, food, things of that nature. And while Harris was proudly proclaiming the other day, everyone affected by these emergencies will get a $750 check. I had to stop myself. I don't know if she said everyone or every family. But we do know they're giving $4,000 debit cards to illegals. That we know. But to Americans, even if it's to each individual, $750. And in the meantime, as I said, you were hearing earlier, FEMA workers had to stop their work in one county. Reports the National Guard saw armed militia threatening the workers, according to the Washington Post, which in turn cited an email to federal agencies helping with the response, verified by unnamed federal officials. And the sentence that follows that is, even from CNN and NN, it's not clear if the threat was credible. But let's just pull out. Let's just get out of the area. And then we have the issue of how Biden and Harris not only slow in response to the hurricane, but how they basically have been letting illegals come in. And here is something where Mayorkas wanted to take special offense. It's preposterous to suggest that we're allowing people to come in just to vote.
The notion that we in law enforcement have sought the to intentionally allow individuals to cross the border illegally for the purpose of voting is preposterous, and everyone should condemn that rhetoric.
Well, I'm not going to condemn it. I'm going to say that's exactly what you were doing. And I have a story somewhere in the midst. I mean, folks, I have piles of paper in front of me, and I know, pardon me, that sometimes I might get something out of order, but I had, well, first of all, let me go back to the survey I told you about previously before we went in the last hour, before we changed to this hour. There's a new September survey by Skeptic.com magazine, and I haven't had a chance to check on Skeptic itself, but they're saying Americans, especially pro-migration liberals, are severely underestimating the huge flow of migrants in our nation. Very liberal and liberal, they're broken into two categories, Americans were the most inaccurate regarding the number of migrants who've entered our southern border during Biden-Harris presidency. Conservative and very conservative polled had the best understanding of the migrant wave, but they still underestimate it. Very liberal estimate, are you listening to this? Are you listening? Are you listening? The very liberal ones estimate, oh, we had maybe less than 1.8 million illegals. 1.8 million? We know 350,000 children were brought in. And very conservative people estimate maybe 9 million. The government has admitted roughly 3 million, calling them legal because they did it through giving them papers south of the border so they could be legal, and another 3 million that are temporary workers, but they haven't been sent home. Breitbart estimates we've had at least 10 million legal, illegal, quasi-legal, and temporary migrants, inflating housing costs, suppressing wages and salaries, so forth and so on. You can take your pick of the number, but I'll guarantee you it is way, way above the 1.8 million the liberals believe actually got in. Then we have the issue. They came up with J.D. Vance on how bad this country is suffering right now at the hands of various people. We'll get into that in more detail later, but again, the fact that Martha Raddatz on ABC said the illegals aren't really a big problem in Denver. Listen to this exchange.
Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Martha. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting, because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said, rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen.
They
bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences, and we're living with it. We can do so much better, but frankly, we're not going to do better, Martha, unless Donald Trump calls this stuff out. I'm glad that he did.
Okay, let's just end that with, they did not invade or take over the city, as Donald Trump said. I want to move on to
just a few apartment complexes. No big deal.
A few apartment complexes that the mayor did not seem was invading the entire city.
But it's still the same thing, is it not? And once again, to Trump, I mean, he was on with Maria Bartiromo saying they're all calling your remarks misinformation. Trump was with Maria and saying everything you said they want to claim is misinformation. Well, it's really not, but that's where we stand right now, because they're going to take words, they're going to change them and twist them all the way. In the next segment coming up, we'll focus more on that and also how Musk is stepping up to help Trump, because that way we get a better idea of what might happen if Trump gets into office. You're not hearing any plans from Harris. You're not hearing any numbers of what could happen to make things better. Just that I'm going to make them better. I'm going to wave my magic wand. They'll all be better. What she means is she's going to put blindfolds on you. And with blindfolds, you won't see anything bad anymore. But when your stomach starts growling and you don't have any money to put in your car to go anywhere, of course you can't see to go anywhere, can you? You'll just be stuck. Well, we're going to break down what these people have in mind for you. And it is not good. And I don't care if you hate Trump, you better consider, do you love this country? If you love this country, you need to be aware of what they're planning and plotting. They want to drop, obviously, the Electoral College. They want to expand the Supreme Court. And yes, they do want to take away your guns and your First Amendment. We're just getting started. Glad to have you with us. I know you're not going anywhere. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on, there's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington. One of the greatest pleasures in life is giving. Giving something special to someone just because. Vincent's Jewelers can help you. And you should know that Vincent's has helped raise almost $2 million for local charities. Vincent's Jewelers, St. Louis's premier, full-service, locally owned jewelry store. check vincentsjewelers.com every day for new items. vincentsjewelers.com, my only jeweler, vincentsjewelers.com. I want you to know that Meguiar Moving and Storage is silver certified, which means Meguiar has a quality reputation helping older adults move local or long distance. And something else to know, Josh Meguiar, president of Meguiar Moving and Storage, is the only certified moving consultant in Missouri. I'll tell you, once you met Josh, you're going to know your move will be easy. And I fully endorse Meguiar Moving and Storage. MeguiarMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Of course, President Biden is blaming you for this bad response to these hurricanes, and the White House is calling it all misinformation.
They blame me for everything. It's okay. They, when you look at our numbers, when you look at our economy, when you look at our job numbers, every single chart that you put up, we beat them by numbers that nobody's ever seen. We had the best economy in history. We had the best job numbers in history, and we had the best border in history. We rebuilt the military, and then he gave away a lot of it to the Afghans. If he gave it to, you know, the Taliban, I think in the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And then when you think about it, I think Putin really just said, hey, this is a good time because these people are incompetent. Putin would never have gone into Ukraine. October 7th would have never happened. And you know what else? Inflation wouldn't have happened.
I fully agree with everything Trump just said. Now, you may not agree with everything, but stop and think about where we were when he was in office. And keep in mind that he was at that time saying we were going to take our troops out of Afghanistan and even set a date, May 1. I'm not big on setting dates of when you're going to start taking some military action or cease military action. I don't like telegraphing that. But he did it with conditions. If you meet these conditions, we will be gone by this date. But you've got to meet certain conditions along the way. Checkpoints, as you might call them. The Taliban was doing it. Until suddenly they realized, Trump's not going to be around. Biden's going to be in office. We don't have to follow no stinking conditions. We'll do what we want when we want. And, of course, then came the decision by the Biden administration to get us out of Afghanistan. And I was more than glad to see us get out, but how we got out was a disaster. And we still, to this day, do not know. There's been no official accounting of how many Americans we left behind. Now, supposedly, all of our troops got out, some of them, under flag-draped coffins, the 13 that were at Kabul International Airport when a suicide bomber came up. But there were others spread across the country. And they were getting mixed signals from our State Department. Stay in place, shelter in place. Then if you can get to the embassy, go. Go now. Go, 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 go. No, don't. Because we're closing the embassy. If you can, go to the north. Go into Turkey. Get out of Afghanistan. So we don't know how many got left behind. We don't know how many of them left behind might still be alive. For the same reason, we do not know how many of the Afghans that we had given special permits to come to the U.S. whenever we did pull out, because they did assist us during the time we were there. But were we properly vetting even those people? Just the other day, in Oklahoma, an Afghan refugee that we brought to this country on a U.S. Air Force plane And he had a special release permit to come into our country. And because he'd been a guard at a CIA facility, he got on the plane. And then they found evidence the other day that he was planning to carry out a terrorist attack on Election Day, allegedly. I'll add the allegedly. That's the factual way to do it. But the bottom line for me still is there are a lot of people in this country, we don't know who they are. We don't know, really know where they came from. Sometimes they come in, they claim they came from such and such village or whatever. It's been devastated. There's no record of them anywhere unless we have some DNA evidence of some type where they've been exposed to either a processing facility or something of that nature prior to coming to us. And they've also brought in various diseases that we thought we had eradicated in our world. We had in our nation, but not in the world. And then, of course, the influx into schools, schools being overwhelmed. Listen, it used to be an issue for parents for a public school. We're talking about public school now. That if you had more than 30 students in the classroom, how could a teacher possibly handle that many? And so then they were using assistant teachers or those in training for teachers to come in and help. A couple of the kids were not as strong in math or English. It's understandable. They need extra help. They're not stupid. They just don't know. They haven't been told. But if the teacher's spending more time with one or two kids like that, then the rest of the class is kind of free to do what it wants to. And right now, our schools are probably 40-plus north. And many of them speak no English. So they've had to bring in interpreters to help out. And that has not always worked. And then you have Governor Walz so proud that I can walk into one of our school districts in Minnesota and I hear 40 different languages. I'll bet he doesn't hear any Texan. Well, he might. But just hearing the different languages, that's supposed to make you feel great. It would be if it's legal immigration, and many of them would have rights to asylum. But the way we do that, we have a system in place. You may say it's broken. It may need to be updated, but you don't just throw the door open and say, come on in at will. That's not how you fix it. And these numbers are drawing tighter and tighter. I'm continuing watching them. I'm, you know, it's kind of like for those of you who like to gamble and you use, I'm not asking you to come clean with me. You don't have to admit anything to me. But you maybe play on FanDuel or something like that or some other gaming site that maybe in your state you can't do it, but you got a friend who can do it for you. You got a hidden IP address, however you're doing it. You're doing it. And you watch closely, man. You're watching each game as they prepare who's hurt, who's injured, who might not be able to play. And then you look at the lines, the odds, and you start changing things. And you're like a hawk watching it. If that were the way we were watching our border, we wouldn't have this mess in our country now. You heard earlier this hour, J.D. Vance calling out Martha Raddatz at ABC that, will you listen to yourself? Will you listen to yourself? You're saying they only took over a few apartment complexes. That means that law and order ceased to exist in those zones that they took over. Elon Musk has indicated that he is going to step on board, has already obviously shown his support for Trump. But he's also made a reference about how important it is that Trump win. Maria Bartiromo, in her discussion with Trump, went down that road.
He said this will be the last election if Donald Trump doesn't win. He's very worried about freedom of speech, censorship. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything you can do about that?
Well, I think that we just have to win. The only thing you can do is to win. No, these are bad people. And they're surrounded by very bad people. I think they're surrounded by much worse people than they are. Joe didn't really know too much about where he was, and Kamala's worse than him. Joe is much more competent than her.
That's saying a lot, and yet it's not. Joe's more competent than she is? Good Lord. Does not sound good at all, does it? One other thing to keep in mind about all the illegals in this country. Trump has said he will deport. Deport all of them. I have a problem with that. I don't know exactly how you're going to do it effectively. I will say this, if they're here illegally and they're caught committing a crime, then once you have them in custody, they do leave the country. But just going door to door and rounding people up, I don't even like this scenario. Even in a fictitious account, I don't like it. Yes, we have a lot of people hiding in the shadows. But for the most part, they're in the shadows. They're just doing what they can to get by and help out their family. Unless they're the thugs and they're hiding in the shadows from other gangsters and the police. I was in a store the other day, and I'm standing there. It's a very small space where you pick up this particular produce or item I was picking up. And this young woman just kind of cut right in front of me, starts reaching over me to get things. And I back off, said, excuse me. I could tell, I don't know if she understood English or not, maybe. I watched her grab that and grab some other things, and she went out. I didn't see how she paid for it. So her sitting outside waiting for an Uber or somebody to come pick her up. I kind of got the impression, could be wrong, that she was an immigrant or maybe truly illegal. She didn't harm anybody, didn't harm me, didn't threaten anybody. But I know it was a courtesy thing that normally you'd expect Americans to abide by. But, of course, not every American is courteous anyway. So you can't lay it strictly at the feet of illegals or immigrants. Coming up, the constant change and battle over what's going to happen in Israel. And now we're sending maybe troops.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545, 636-689-0545, or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. The Cafe Napoli family is adding another great place for you to enjoy. Where? Well, first let me remind you, you have the original Cafe Napoli, downtown Clayton. Napoli 2, Town and Country. Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Plus, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. And opening soon, Napoli Kirkwood, right downtown Kirkwood Road. Napoli Kirkwood. Renewal by Anderson sponsoring this hour of Larry Connors USA. And let's be honest, most window companies are pushing cheap vinyl windows, adding bells and whistles to make them sound great, but Renewal windows are twice as strong. You do not want to go cheap when you can go with quality and get the nation's best warranty. Check the website, rbastl.com, or dial #250, #250, and say windows.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We were mentioning earlier, and I think you make sure you have full detail and understanding of this. Yes, we are sending boots to Israel. That doesn't mean they're going into a direct theater of war, and I use that term very loosely here because Israel is under constant attack. We have American bases stationed throughout the Middle East, and they have been attacked, hit by rockets, missiles, and various IEDs from time to time, and other snipers. But now we're going to apparently send 100 troops into Israel, which is certainly constantly under attack, which means those 100 soldiers will be subject to possible injury, if not death. They're going to help operate and train Israelis on Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, the THAAD battery. This is used to intercept Iran sending so many ballistic missiles into Israel. In fact, they have, since April, fired hundreds of cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and drones. 99% of the projectiles missed, but Iranian forces continue to launch hundreds of missiles, against Israel. They did so early in October. Most of those were, again, intercepted. But by giving THAAD to the Israelis, that will be a better job of intercepting future such attacks. Good. Good. But that also means about 100 troops will be going with those missiles to help set them up and train the Israelis on using them. Now, no doubt, keep in mind that once Iran or any of its proxies learns where those missile batteries are, they will be targeting that specific area, which again is going to put U.S. troops in harm's way. I don't want you to forget that as we move forward, but I think it's the thing we need to do at this point to help protect our nation. Yes, Israel is an ally, but if Israel falls, we would be next. Already Britain, parts of Europe are consumed with that same fear. We were talking earlier also about the elections as to how they're going, the various polls. And you heard Mayorkas say, who would believe that we would absolutely open the door just to bring illegals in just so they could vote? Who would believe that? I do. I believe that's exactly what you were doing. And many of you do the same. Now the state of Oregon, the Department of Motor Vehicles admits it wrongfully registered at least 306 non-citizens to vote. That's their estimation. They've been allowing non-citizens to get driver's licenses since 2019. They claim of the 306 they identified, only two have actually cast ballots. They say now that they're being notified by mail, you will not receive a ballot unless you demonstrate you're eligible to vote. And they insist that this will not affect the 2024 election. It's a mistake. It's regrettable. The secretary of the Elections Division stand by automatic voter registration and its many benefits, and will closely monitor it. While they're talking about closely monitoring it, you should know this. This is the kind of stuff that makes you say, well, wait a minute, what actually are we doing here? Maricopa County in Arizona, they have an elections chief. He has now apparently enlisted foreign censorship groups in a war on disapproved speech. The Maricopa County recorder turned to leftist groups to guide his staff to target speech not approved by the government. This is in Arizona. We're all convinced that Carrie Lake probably should have won last time, but she got cheated as well. And this time, I haven't watched that closely, but apparently she might be in danger of losing this time, even if it's legit. I don't know that for a fact, but what bothers me and what I cannot believe, the Maricopa County Recorder turned to the left-leaning States United Democracy Center and an overseas group bankrolled by the State Department to help his office target election speech disapproved by the government. That's based on emails that the Federalist obtained. In fact, he even thanked the States United for offering to let his office piggyback on their anti-speech operations, which he described as deep scanning the internet for disinformation. As Breitbart writes it, and I agree, a term often invoked to censor speech the government disagrees with. States United is a left-wing election law group, consistently opposing Republican election integrity, things like, voter ID laws. Now, why would someone not want the laws followed? Because they don't want laws. They don't want to be stopped. They want to have full run of the House. And talking about somebody that was kind of getting away with something, but might now have been at least exposed to some extent, that would be the woman running for the White House. She apparently has plagiarized at least a dozen sections of the book she wrote, Smart on Crime. I'm going to share this story with you coming up in a few moments before we wrap up the hour. But you have to understand, for the leftists, stealing someone else's thoughts and words and claiming it's yours, that's pretty common. Not a big deal. And if you're caught, you can always say, oh, my bad, I didn't put a paragraph in there, I took something out, we forgot to put the footnote in. They have excuses for everything they do. There is, again, no accountability. And now with AI, who knows how some of them will do it. But before that, J.D. Vance, appearing on one of the talk shows over the weekend, was talking about how far we are falling behind China. He said, look where we were with China, look where we are now, and fear what can happen with China.
We have to remember, Shannon, that we followed the advice of those congressmen for 30 years in this country. China now has 32% of world manufacturing GDP. America has 18% of world manufacturing GDP. Unless we use the power that we have economically to bring back good manufacturing, we're going to wake up in a country 20, 30 years from now where everything that we need, the pharmaceuticals that we put into the bodies of our children, the weapons of war that our troops use, are made by foreign countries that don't like us very much. The only way to prevent that, and the only way to rebuild the prosperity we had 30 years ago, is to do what Donald Trump is proposing. Well, one final point on this tariff issue, Shannon, is for 200 years, the American economic miracle was built by using tariffs when appropriate to ensure that American workers could thrive. We've gone the other direction for 30 years at the time that our middle class has been shrinking, inequality has been going up. We've tried the experiment of shipping our jobs to China and building prosperity off that. It's a failed experiment. We need to get back to the Trump approach of rebuilding the American middle class and the manufacturing sector that really is the foundation of that middle class.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got to quit relying so much on China. So when Trump proposed originally taking the 39% corporate tax, reducing it to 28% or so, great. All those companies thought, well, we don't have to ship offshore. We can do it here. Won't be taxed as much. Now he's proposing a 19% corporate tax. maybe even 15. I forgot the number. But bottom line is, it will again be good for America. Bring everything home. Quit depending on the other countries. Trade with them if you will and you want to for exchange. That's fine. Maintain relationships. But don't rely on them. And in the meantime, the border remains open. We have more and more illegals coming across. You know who's speaking out against the illegals in this country now? A president who said at one time, and has been restated as well, we are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. Bill Clinton. He said in a speech earlier today that the Georgia nursing student, Lakin Riley, remember her? Now, again, the man charged is an illegal. He has not been convicted yet. But while campaigning with Harris in Georgia, Clinton accused her rival, Trump, of tanking negotiations over a bipartisan border compromise. Same soundbite we've been hearing before from her, which is a lie. They were not going to add 1,500 agents to actually shut the border. They're going to use them to process illegals. But Clinton himself said, we cannot have people that came in like Riley, suggesting that Lincoln Riley's death could have been avoided. Not if the border were closed, but if we had a compromise. It's twisted thinking, isn't it? They're trying to acknowledge, yeah, we have some illegals in this country causing mayhem and death, but you also have a lot of people that are doing good, might well be, but they wouldn't even be here if we did not have open borders. I'd mentioned earlier that there's some allegation. I'll give you the source here in a moment. That Kamala Harris has plagiarized at least a dozen sections of her own criminal justice book she wrote, Smart on Crime. Now, the author of this is with Breitbart, Christopher Rufo reporting it, but he's referring to Dr. Stephen Weber, internationally famous plagiarism hunter, and he's claiming that the 2009 work of nonfiction was, per Wikipedia, first published as Harris when she was a San Francisco district attorney and was beginning her campaign for attorney general, outlining her vision of how the criminal justice should function. Same one who later ended up setting up bail programs to get rioters out of jail. In a summary of his findings, Dr. Weber writes, Kamala Harris copied virtually an entire Wikipedia article into her book without providing attribution to Wikipedia, adding that most damning is that Harris, quote, fabricated a source reference, inventing a non-existent page number. And he provides additional details. It's all on Breitbart. And Rufo provided additional information that he says are jaw-dropping. He said, independently confirmed, we, by Breitbart I assume he means, independently confirmed multiple violations which are comparable to the severity of the plagiarism found in former Harvard students being caught plagiarizing. But you know where they are about these people? Look at who's on their network. CNN hired a plagiarizer. He got caught in it. He got fired from his newspaper job. And he's still serving as a analyst on CNN and NNN. I guess if you plagiarize stuff, then maybe you can get a job with CNN. But when they're taking full passages and lifting it and providing it as their own, you don't need to worry about what AI is going to do about plagiarizing. You need to worry about real people knowingly copying someone else's work and claiming it is their own. They don't just steal the ideas and research. They simply don't attribute. I always encourage you to check me out on any point you want. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.